Cry Wolf by Susan Gates. Read by Daniel Hill. Chapter 1. Before Danny went into his house, he searched his own pockets. Lately his mum had been really suspicious. If there was 50p in his pocket that he wasn't supposed to have, she would say, "Where did this come from, Danny? You didn't steal it, did you?" If she found a dead match, she would say, "You haven't started smoking again, have you? I knew I couldn't trust you." Danny pulled out the linings of his pockets and brushed off the dust. Mum might think it was cigarette ash. You had to be on the alert with Mum. It was like constant guerrilla warfare. If he had a hiding place, she would find it. She searched his school bag. She even felt inside the pillowcase on his bed. She was keener than a sniffer dog. She said, "I don't want to be like this, Danny. I hate checking up on you. I want to be able to trust you. But I obviously can't, can I?" And Danny protested, "But I'm not doing anything wrong, Mum. I'm not smoking anymore. I won't play truant again. I'm being good." But she didn't believe him. Danny pushed open his front door. He barely had time to unsling his school bag from his shoulders before Mum pounced. "Oh, no," thought Danny. "What now?" It was true that 2 weeks ago he'd skipped school for the day. He'd invited his friend Nico round. They'd pinched some bottles of Dad's home brew and watched some videos, and made a mess of the kitchen making pancakes. And Mum had come home early from work and caught them. But that didn't make him a criminal, did it? Yet all the trouble had started from that day. Mum had reacted really badly. She had gone way over the top. She thought Danny...